Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson. Narrative arrangement for dark drum and bass. I'm excited to take you through a practical, creative workflow that turns loops into a cinematic, tension-driven story. We're working at 174 BPM in the examples, and the goal is to sketch a 64 to 128 bar dark DNB piece in arrangement view that feels like a film. Intro, tension, release, twist, and payoff. Quick overview. Why this matters. Dark DNB lives on contrast and momentum. If your arrangement has a clear narrative arc, listeners stay engaged for the whole 3 to 6 minute run. You'll learn DNB-specific arrangement techniques, automation tricks, and stock Ableton devices to make things dramatic and heady without clutter. What you'll build: a sketch with these parts, a textured intro with a motif, an inciting percussion chop, a build with filtering and risers, a heavy main drop with rolling drums and layered bass, a breakdown that subverts expectations, a second build/drop, and a textured outro. Core elements include a slice drum rack, two-layer bass mono sub plus saturated mid, atmos and motif, transition FX, and an automation-driven energy curve. Preparation: 5 to 10 minutes. Set your BPM to 174. Create tracks labeled drums, perk/breaks, bass sub, bass mid, pad/atmos, lead or motif, effects, and master group. Turn on arrangement view, and create a 128-bar grid to sketch your structure quickly. Color code your lanes, rhythm, low end, atmos. It makes fast decisions easier. Step A. Build a rolling drum foundation, 20 to 40 minutes. Import a core break, amen, think, or a custom break, and drop it into an audio track. Warp it in beats mode, preserving 16th or 8th slices to keep the roll feel. Right-click the clip and slice to a drum rack using transient slicing. Now you have individual chops to rearrange. Program a 1 or 2 bar rolling pattern. Accent the 1. Offset snare hits as ghost hits. Put crisp 16th hi-hats in and plan a fill at the end of every 4 bars. For processing, run an EQ8 on the drum bus with a high pass at around 30 HC to protect the sub. Add drum bus for drive and transient shaping. Drive around 3 to 6, and a parallel saturator with dry/wet around 25-40% for character. Use a parallel compressor with a higher ratio to taste and blend it back 30-50% to keep punch. If you want glue, a light glue compressor at the end of the bus with a 10ms attack and an auto release does wonders. Step B. Layer the bass, 30-45 minutes. Two layers, a clean monophonic sub and a gritty mid character. For the bass sub, use operator or wave edible with a sine or low pulse. Keep it monophonic, utility width at 0%, and consider a tiny glide if it helps. Low pass the mid content lightly and use EQ8 to tame anything above 200 Hz. The sub must stay centered. For the bass mid, use wave edible, analog, or sampler for grit, saw or pulse plus some noise. Add a saturator drive in the 4 to 7 range, an overdrive for edge, and multiband dynamics to tame the mids. Slight detune or a small frequency shifter and chorus can add width, but don't let it compete with a sub. Route both to a bass group and glue them with a compressor. Attack 5 to 10ms, release 1 to 300ms, ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Sidechain the bass group to your kick/snare hit to duck the bass on important transients. Short attack, medium release. That ducking creates space for punch. Step C, create the motif and atmospheres. 20 to 30 minutes. The motif is your anchor. A short 2 to 4 bar phrase in a dark minor or Phrygian flavor works well. Keep it sparse so it can be reworked as a theme. Design it dry and upfront for drops, but in the intro serve it wet and filtered. For atmos, use a long pad or drone in wave edible or analog, big reverb, 4 to 6 seconds decay, and automate the dry/wet and low pass cutoff. A classic build move is to sweep the pad low pass from high to low over the build, and then snap it open at the drop. On an FX track, create white noise risers in simpler with pitch envelopes and filters. Try grain delay or echo on duplicates of noise for extra texture, automating feedback and dry/wet across transitions. Step D. Arrange the narrative shape, 30 to 60 minutes. Now map the story in arrangement view with locators. Think in scenes. Intro, inciting incident, build, drop, breakdown, second build/drop, outro. Here is a practical blueprint you can follow and adapt. Bars 1 to 16, intro, atmos, motif heavily wet and low passed, minimal percussion, maybe just hats. Bars 16 to 24, inciting incident, bring in chopped break pieces and subtle mid-bass stabs. Bars 24 to 32, build, automate the pad low pass down, increase drum energy, add a noise riser. bars 32 to 40, drop, full rolling drums, both bass layers present, motif dry and up front, bars 40 to 56, breakdown, pull drums back or half time them, invert or pitch shift the motif, add an unexpected element like a dissonant pad or vocal chop, bars 56 to 64, second build and drop variation, change the drum pattern or bass riff for a satisfying payoff, then lead into an outro. Energy automation is the narrative glue. Automate group or track volumes, filter cutoffs, reverb sends, and distortions. For example, sweep a pad cutoff from 12 kHz to 800 Hz over 8 bars, then snap it open at the drop. Use motif variation. Pitch it down, reverse it, distort it, to create call and response with your main rhythm. Step E, transition suites and automation tricks. 10 to 20 minutes. A few high-impact moves you can use immediately. Reversed cymbal plus gated reverb into drops. Duplicate a snare. Reverse it. Add a 3-second reverb. Automate the wet to around 40% and roll off the low end. Beat repeat is great on fills. Set grid to 1/16, chance 20 to 40%, interval 1 bar, and use it sparingly for glitchy excitement. Use clip envelopes for tight changes, resample groups for creative textures, then chop and re-trigger those resamples as ragged fillers. This audio version is shortened for playback.